Proclamation number 6153 of 3rd of January, 1954. Complete clarification only from God. An immense area will be opened up to you, and thus you will be able, through God's grace, to provide clarification wherever it is required. For in addition to knowledge, you will also be given the gift to understand everything yourselves and to be able to explain it comprehensibly. You will be able to immediately recognize people's erroneous thinking, but you will also be able to grasp the correlations yourselves and therefore refute erroneous opinions. You'll receive extensive knowledge and at the same time the ability to recognize, so that you will also be able to utilize the knowledge yourselves as soon as this is possible. What the human being laboriously acquired through long study will be given to you without it, yet far more precisely and revealingly, so that all gaps can be closed which previously made it possible for them to be filled by errors and thus became a danger for the truth of what was presented to people as spiritual knowledge. For God Himself instructs you and truly so that it becomes light in you. People of intellect will certainly always oppose the knowledge imparted by God with their knowledge because they don't believe a direct working of God to be possible and don't want to accept anything apart from their self-acquired knowledge. Yet they or their knowledge would not be able to withstand a serious test. A serious examination would convince them that your knowledge cannot simply be rejected because it harbors profound truths, because they would not be able to close their minds to the logical conclusions which betray a giver who knows everything and therefore can also provide complete clarification. Yet only a few make the serious attempt, only a few are willing to seriously examine it. And for the most part the spiritual knowledge, which alone has value because it was transmitted to people by God Himself, is rejected as untrustworthy because people value their intellectual thinking and its results more highly, often too highly, in order to soberly weigh all results against each other. Much light could shine for them, but they prefer to grope further in twilight or darkness. But you, who are allowed to experience God's love and grace because you are willing to listen to Him, you truly possess great knowledge, and you will also be able to make use of it when it concerns questions of dispute which your opponents will raise in order to prove the groundlessness of all faith in God, as well as the unbelievability of ecclesiastical teachings which often give them a point of attack because they are no longer pure truth. Then you will have to intervene and be able to do so, for they will not be able to baffle you because you are knowledgeable and because you can refute every objection with the pure truth. Although your opponents will not win through it, however many doubters will receive light through you, who will be uplifted by your teachings and are also fully convinced of their truth. The time is coming when extensive knowledge will bring blessings. The time is coming when you will be allowed to proclaim God's work in you. The time is coming when the truth will break through, when many a person will be shown a path full of light which they will willingly take because they recognize it as the path of truth which will lead them to the right aim. Amen.